You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A city-owned park in the center of downtown Syracuse that has struggled to find its identity in recent years is about to get a facelift. City councilors Monday approved an agreement for site preparation to begin soon at Perseverance Park on South Salina between Fayette and Washington Streets. Efforts to completely redesign the nearly one-acre park go back at least 5 years, but nothing has ever materialized. The blue and white flowscape painted in 2014 was only meant to be temporary and has badly faded. Commissioner of Neighborhood and Business Development Stephanie Pasquale says this is a modest redevelopment of the parcel.
They will be tearing up the existing tarvi yard and concrete to have visually interesting pattern on there with some new benches, lighting, trash receptacles, bicycle racks, tree pits, landscaping that will sort of reactivate that same space that right now just has the blue squiggly lines on it.
The entire $173,000 cost of the project will come from leftover connective corridor funds. Previous, more ambitious designs to overhaul the space had a price tag of $2.5 million and also included a mixed-use building on part of the site. In other business, councilors approved a grant application to continue phase two of the Onondaga Creek Walk project from Midland Avenue to Kirk Park. And councilors also gave the go-ahead to spend more than $300,000 on police body cameras, which also includes video storage. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.